Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/watsonassistant.
Sedano over here on 710 ESPN, presented by Progressive Insurance and brought to you by my friends at My Computer Career, training for a better life. Will Perdue, four-time champion in the NBA, three with the Bulls, one with the Spurs, was a Jordan teammate for their first three championships, will join us here. He works for NBC Sports Chicago as one of the Bulls analysts now on their game broadcasts. And Will, thank you so much for taking the time to join us here. Obviously, there's been a lot of talk over the last couple of weeks about Jordan and his teammates and pushing his teammates and fighting with his teammates. So naturally, the first question here has to be, what was your incident with Michael Jordan like?
Well, we had an incident, and quite honestly, I forget what year it was. As I've gotten older, things are starting to get a little, you know, hazy.
Yeah.
But we had an incident where in the second unit, we were running a play with, I think it was Milwaukee, what they were doing as we were preparing for the playoffs, if I remember correctly. And what we were doing is showing MJ in the first unit that they were going to continue to run Michael off a lot of screens, regardless of who he was guarding, whether it was Alvin Robinson or somebody else. That I was always the guy that set the first screen. So I might have set an illegal screen or two, and Michael got mad about it. And after one of them, when I knocked him down, he popped up and he said, "Listen, if you do that again, I'm going to punch you." And I was a little surprised by that. I know how competitive he is, but usually when you do stuff like that, he's like, "Yeah, do it again. Come on." You know, it's almost challenging. So that was kind of an interesting response from him, not one way that used to hearing. But as soon as he said it, Johnny Bach, who is the defensive coach per se, said, "Run it again." So I was like, well, if he said he's going to punch me, I better make sure I get my money's worth. So I ran over there. I don't even think I stopped. I ran right through him, knocked him to the ground. He jumped up, popped me in across the side of the head and kind of dazed me for a second. And then once I realized what happened, I started to go after him, but I got grabbed from behind and was told that that probably wasn't a good idea. I'm not sure I would have caught him anyways. But the other thing is people don't understand. I mean, now it wasn't common for, you know, fists to be thrown, for punches to happen. But there was always a lot of verbal sparring. There were guys going at each other. There was pushing and shoving. It was an intense environment. It was abrasive at times, but it was very competitive. And I always try to tell people, you know, there's five spots on the floor for starters. The other seven guys are vying for those spots, and most of them feel like they deserve those spots. So there was a lot going on of guys pushing each other as far as to get better. And that's what made this team so good was the competitive nature and the intensity of which we practice with.
How much did that help you as far as the edge that was concerned and needed maybe to go into particular series against some of these teams you were playing?
Oh, I know it helped me a lot. I mean, it took me a while, A, to adapt, B, to gain the respect of Michael and my teammates. But I thought it made everybody, you know, mentally tougher, but also physically the expectations of what we were going to have almost made the game seem secondary, made the game seem easier because of the fact that we were so prepared because we had already seen this, kind of like seen that, done that. So it wasn't like, okay, got to ramp it up now because it's a game. It was like, hey, just like in practice, guys, we got to play with the same intensity. We got to compete and we'll be okay.
Will Perdue joining us here. How do you feel that would be received in today's day and age?
Well, it's been interesting to see. You've had more than one player, whether it be on Twitter, whether it be on Instagram, talk about how, oh, hey, you know, I'd have something to say about that. I'd have to square off with Michael or some other teammate. And I thought Michael said something that was pretty intriguing. You know, it was either at the end of episode 7 or 8 when he got pretty emotional. What exactly have you won? You can't really say anything until you win something. And if you don't like it, then you can go elsewhere, or I don't need you, however it was. The interesting thing is I sit here and I tell people, yes, it was abrasive. Yes, it was borderline over the top. I said him the thing that, you know, I called him an a-hole, said he crossed the line. But at the same time, we were in a situation – we recognized as teammates that this wasn't different. This just wasn't a regular team. This was a legitimate contender. We had the best player on the planet. He was giving us an opportunity to win a championship. So maybe we took our lumps more than we should have. Maybe we put up with more you-know-what than we should have. But because we knew what the ultimate goal was, because we knew we had a legitimate chance to do that, and how many teams actually have a legitimate chance to win a championship? And then we did. And you saw Bill Winnington say the approach worked. Phil Jackson allowed it. It worked. And I know it made me a better player, but it also helped me as an individual truly understand what being able to compete at that level meant.
Will Perdue joining us here. How would you best characterize Phil's relationship with Michael and juxtapose it to maybe how he treated the rest of the group?
Well, that was the thing that, actually helped a lot of guys. We knew Michael was different. We all know that in the NBA, stars are treated differently. I mean, the whole thing with Dennis. I mean, I was traded for Dennis. They brought Dennis in. They told Dennis, listen, we don't necessarily need you to be at every practice. And if you miss a practice, we'll just fine you and we'll keep going. But there are certain practices we need you at. And if you're not here, we'll come get you. And as you saw, that they did that numerous times. Hey, it's important for him to be here at this practice. And his place was across the street. So Michael went and got him one time. Wally, the assistant trainer, went and got him numerous times. So they allowed Dennis to be Dennis. But at the same time, Michael was Michael. Scotty was Scotty. But he would call Michael out in film sessions and talk to him about how he jeopardized the defense and how a bucket is on him because he made a mistake or he tried to dive into the passing lane and get a steal. And when he didn't get it, it was now 5-on-4. So guys appreciated how Phil handled the situation with Michael, how Phil made him accountable just like everybody else. As far as accountability, he wasn't held above higher than anybody else. He was held to the same standards as everybody else. Now, because he was Michael, he was treated a little differently. But we all know this is the NBA. LeBron's treated differently. Kobe's treated differently. Steph Curry's treated differently. That's no different. Those are things you have to adjust to. If that's going to bother you, you won't be able to play in this league.
Will Perdue joining us here. Will, there's been numerous examples throughout the episodes in the documentary about how crazy competitive he was, even off the court. Is there a story that comes to mind that maybe hasn't been shown that you just sat there and was like, this dude is just insane?
I mean, we've talked about the card games. You know, one of the things that I talked about, I haven't really mentioned it, but we used to do these things where instead of being fined when you're late or something, we had what were called silly fines. And then if you were late in a 5-minute window, you could pay a fine that would go into the kitty. And when the kitty got a certain amount of money in it, usually $500, $600, $700, all of a sudden Phil would come out and we'd have a shooting game at the end of practice. And he would lay the money out across the half court. And then you'd get 3 captains or 4 captains and then pick teams. You get first, the first guy gets the first pick, the third guy, the fourth guy gets the fourth and the fifth pick, and you go back and forth. And then you do shooting games, and the first team to win 3 games gets the money at half court, and Phil would lay it out. And if Michael didn't win, he was hot. There were times where he'd run by and just scatter the money all over the place or get mad at the guys that he picked, and then Phil would be like, how can you get mad? That's who you picked. It wasn't like we assigned those guys to you. But that's just, I mean, he hated to lose. And that's what I talk about from a competitive nature. Win at all costs, George. I know a lot of people talk about that, but he truly would make any sacrifice necessary to win at all costs. And I know, again, guys talk about it, but I think that's truly what separates him from everybody else.
Will Perdue joining us here. Will, when you played in all those series, which is the one that stood out the most to you before you even got to the finals? Like the team that you said, this was the team that was our biggest nemesis. Because you played the Knicks 6 times. Clearly you had to go through the Pistons. But if you had to pick one team that you felt was your biggest nemesis during that time, which would it be?
Well, I think it was the Pistons because So that championship in 91 is 3 years in the making. Lost to them in 89, lost to them in 90, and then finally beat them in 91. But it was learning how to play their physical style of basketball, learning how to maintain your composure while playing that style of basketball, but also realizing that you had to take a bit of what they do and a lot of what you do, meaning run the triangle, depend on your defense, you know, don't get sucked in, you know, use your response to their physicality and wisely. You know, at times you could get carried away and then you responding to what they did could really hurt you. So that's like a negative, and you compound it with another negative. And once we got past them, it wasn't like, hey, it's free sailing. But that was kind of what got us over the hump. That was the confidence booster that we need. And that was kind of, you know, especially when we swept them, that kind of told us we really are this good. We really have something special here.
What was it like when he was gone and Scotty was running the show? How much different was it?
You know, the practices weren't as abrasive. The intensity wasn't as high. They were still as competitive. And Phil did a really nice job because it was almost like more Phil had to step up and be more of a leader instead of a coach, or should I say be both. Scotty was still a leader, but he wasn't as vocal as Michael. He took a different approach with Michael. He took a more nurturing, brotherly type approach than, you know, the teacher that's trying to always teach you a lesson, the hard ass. So, you know, things were just different, maybe a little more at ease. There wasn't as much tension. But by that time, though, we had already learned. We had already, you know, taken the lessons from not only Michael, but from Phil, from Johnny Bach, that now we were more mature and we understood what it took. But also probably the biggest difference, George, was the trust that we had to have in each other, because we really had to lean on each other because we didn't have MJ to bail us out if things didn't go well. And we really had to lean on and trust the offense and the defensive schemes that the coach has made for us.
Lastly here, Will Perdue joining us, and thanks again, Will, for joining us. Obviously, you guys, you know, you won those first couple championships. You saw them win the championships after you win San Antonio. You won one on your own. If you look at the entirety of that run, whose legacy, individual player legacy, was altered the most because of your teams, those Bulls teams?
Well, I think Scottie Pippen. You know, first of all, you hear Michael talk about, you know, without Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan doesn't win six championships. True. Unfortunately, the dance, in my opinion, has kind of painted Scottie in a little bit of a negative light because of the mistakes that he made. And listen, those were ill-timed, unfortunate mistakes. You know, the 1.8 seconds, you know, delaying his surgery so he doesn't have to play the whole season and miss training camp. Some say they're monumental, but at the same time, we as his teammates knew who he was. We knew how good he was. He didn't shoot the ball very well, but he was the second leading scorer behind Michael. He was the second leading rebounder behind Dennis by a small margin. He led the team in assists and he led the team in steals, and I think he led the team in minutes. So I think that there tells you how important he was. But I think people need to stop focusing on the negative. I think you have to understand he made mistakes, but also think about how important he was to this team. And because of that, he is now considered a top 50 player of all time. And I fully agree with that.
Well said. Will Perdue, four-time champion, three with the Bulls, one with the Spurs, with NBC Sports in Chicago doing Bulls broadcast. Will, an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Well, George, I appreciate it. I just don't know what we're all going to be doing next weekend. We're going to have a withdrawal.
Well, you know what? At ESPN, we've got new documentaries. There's the Maguire Sosa coming up. There's a Bruce Lee one coming up. There's a Lance Armstrong one coming up. It'll be every Sunday. There'll be a new documentary for us. So there you go.
There you go. Unfortunately, it won't be titled The Last Dance.
No, definitely not. But thanks again, Will.
Right.
Thanks. Appreciate
you
it.
You got it.
Will Perdue hanging out with us here on the Sedano Show. That was great stuff, man. That was fantastic.